All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You, Evan, you familiar with Joe Rogan?
I am. Yeah, I've been keeping abreast of this situation, as it were.
So here's what I mean by, again, America, a nation teetering on the edge. Yeah. So Joe Rogan is a wealthy man who, and I don't know what, you know, if he owns or what percentage of the mixed martial arts thing, but he's been right at the forefront of that.
Yeah, he was influential in sort of getting that into the mainstream, and yes.
And announcing it, and so it's fair to say he's wealthy, right?
Yeah, and then you add on that $100 million from Spotify, and yeah, he's tremendously wealthy.
So Joe Rogan has said some racist things, in the past, and has said it more than once and felt comfortable in making the kind of racist statements that he's been able to make publicly. And somehow we live in a nation now that people feel like they can say whatever the hell it is they want to say, derogatory terms about people. And that they should have a right to say that, and they shouldn't be quieted.
And quieted from saying those kinds of things is a relative term. Spotify is a private company. They have the right to publish whoever they want to publish, right? Joe Rogan can say whatever he wants. The fact, if people don't like it and they tell him, there's nothing wrong with that either. We can also say what we want. They're mixing it up on purpose. They're doing this on purpose. And, you know. It's very
so Joe Rogan was in trouble with Spotify earlier because he said some things about COVID at a time that people were dying like flies. Mm-hmm. And he got on the airways and said things that strictly weren't along the line of science.
Yeah, verifiably false, in fact. Yes.
They sounded like Donald Trump. And others who have made some erroneous statements about COVID. And so he was slapped on the wrist about that. And, you know, and so he was forced to say some things, you know, to correct.
Yeah.
The kinds of things that he had said.
That's, I don't know that he corrected anything, but yeah, he came out and addressed it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Rogan, he attempted to appease the critics of the things he had to say about COVID. So he attempted. He didn't come clean totally, but he tried to make amends so he'll be allowed to stay on the air. And then once people started talking about cancel culture, he's being canceled, you know, and this is the way Democrats are. They don't want you to be able to say whatever the hell it is you want to say. I'm an American. I should be able to speak freely. Okay. You should be.
That's right.
But when you're on these airwaves, you don't have a right. I don't think, let me put it this way. I know for a fact that the owners of this radio station will censor me and take me off the airwaves if I said things that I know were not true, mm-hmm. and would endanger the lives of people, the listeners of this radio station.
Yeah. Runs counter to the mission. That's
precisely and I understand that. And yeah. I accept that. And I know how that is. But why should I be any different than the other hooligans who are on the airwaves, who think that they should have freedom to say whatever the hell it is they want to say.
And that's what I think we're getting at the core of the issue here. They're conflating being silenced with being deplatformed or someone refusing to publish their content. When at the end of the day, nobody is stopping them from saying these things. Other people don't need to assist in amplifying it. That's not their responsibility. You know?
So the latest is the reason Rogan's critics want to silence him is because they don't like his views. This is what Republicans say.
Yeah.
And guess. And they will use whatever they find to bring him down. Now, what did Joe Rogan say that was so egregious? After all, the last time I checked, this is 2022, not the 1900s. Okay, so what was acceptable in the 1900s and the 1800s, it's certainly not acceptable, and the 1920s is certainly not acceptable today. And so, you know, he certainly used the N-word many, many times.
Yeah, just like dozens, yeah.
It flowed out of his mouth, you know, like the saliva.
Yeah.
You know, or like the spittle after having drank a 12-pack of beer.
Yeah.
It just flowed out of his mouth. And here's what Joe Rogan had to say. When the mob comes for you, you have but two choices. One is to stand firm, to refuse to apologize because it is not really an apology. The mob is after. This is what Tucker Carlson did when Media Matters dug up his decade-old comments about women to talk radio host Bubba the Love Sponge.
Ugh.
The other option is to apologize and hope for mercy. While it may be right morally to apologize when you regret offensive remarks and likely was in this case tactically, it can be a mistake. Now listen to this. Rogan has picked the riskier route, most likely because the comments were unquestionably offensive. He made a video describing his past comments as regretful and shameful. He said that while he hasn't said the N-word in years, he now recognizes that there is no context in which a white person can say that word. Now, so are you telling me he didn't know that before? I mean, nobody's saying that a white person can't use that word. You can use that word, but there'll be consequences.
Bingo.
And for using that word. And depending on where you use it, the consequences may be, and who you use it in front of, the consequences may be dire. He noted that some of the clips were taken out of context, since he was mostly quoting others or merely discussing how there is no other word like it in the English language, rather than say N-word, he just said the word. Okay.
And honestly, you know,
so many others,
yeah,
many others could say the exact same thing he just said, but they choose to use the N-word. I use the N-word. Okay. And Joe Rogan is saying, well, I should be allowed to use it because it's, you know, it's in the dictionary. Rogan reiterated that the N-word is unusual in the sense that there are direct rules for different groups of people. So if a white person uses it, then it is racist and toxic. But if a black person uses the word, it can be a punchline. Hey, Joe Rogan, you are not an 16-year-old, a 15-year-old. You are a 48 to 50-year-old man who already knows that. And yet you took it upon yourself because you thought you were such a big man and that you've climbed to such a high level that did not affect you and that you could say whatever the hell it is you want to say. Because you're Joe Rogan, a rich white man. And so you've got people who are going to support you in whatever it is you want to say. I'm going to read one more paragraph, yeah. Evan, and then we'll move on. But if a black person uses the word, it can be a punchline, a term of endearment, lyrics to a rap song, or even a positive affirmation. This double standard has landed many people in trouble. Double standard. If you don't understand the connotation for what that word means, you shouldn't be on the air, period.
And I can really quickly, I'm going to go ahead and negate that entire quote-unquote apology as worthless as him having guests on and saying to a young black man, this is a general quote, sick, you have the perfect situation. You have a white man's mind and a black man's body. Now, this is how Joe Rogan thinks. I mean, he is unquestionably racist.
Well, Joe Rogan is not alone. Okay. And part of why America is a nation teetering on the edge is just that. Who do we have on the line, man?
We got Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Yeah, it just is disturbing to me. I mean, that the only time that word is ever to be used is, I hate to use the word constructive way, is when it's pointing out, like a historical movie, when it's pointing out, you know, how that word was used. And the movie I can go back to is the movie Blazing Saddles, where Mel Brooks is pointing out racism and just calling it out for all its ugliness, because that word was used frequently in that movie, but it was used to point out that the ugliness of that word and the stupidity of racism.
Yeah, satire.
Bigotry.
Satire.
Yeah. And that when you see the movie without that word in it and without some of the other stuff in it, I mean, it loses some of its power. But, I mean, Mel Brooks is deliberately ripping racism a new one with that movie. And that, and for all its ugliness. I mean, for Joe Rogan to use this, it's just
Mark, historically, that word was created not by a black person, but by a white person who created that character.
As a caricature. Yes. Well,
then attached that caricature to every black person that they saw.
And actually what it is just kind of an abbreviation or kind of a slurring of the Latin word, I think, for black. I mean, if I understand the language correctly.
Well, that wasn't the reason it was slurified.
It was a pejorative.
It was again to categorize a people as lazy and shiftless.
Well, no, but just before that was just property. I mean, that because I don't know.
But the fact that people are going to argue and say that Joe Rogan should be allowed to say it is part of why America is a nation teetering on the edge. We're going to talk about it more when we get back. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.